stand against police brutality.
We're here today to stand against police brutality.
We're here today to stand in support of the homeless.
We're here today to stand in support of the homeless.
We're here today to say capitalism kills.
We're here today to say capitalism kills.
It's our economic system that killed Farshad Mohammadi.
It's our economic system that killed Farshad Mohammadi.
It's our economic system that creates no compassion for the homeless.
It's our economic system that creates no compassion for the homeless.
We're here today to remember Farshad Mohammadi.
We're here today to remember Farshad Mohammadi.
L'ont réveillé. Ils faisaient juste leur travail de policier. Un agent aurait été blessé. D'un exacto, Farshad aurait été armé. Ils ont fait leur travail de policier. De 3 balles, Farshad, ils ont tué. On a eu de la chance dans cette mésaventure. Patrick Limoges aurait aussi pu mourir dans cette bavure. C'est le chaos dans le métro. Des policiers, il y en a trop. Ils éliminent des innocents coupables d'être itinérants. Le ministre de l'Insécurité, Robert, veut nous rassurer. En toute impartialité, l'enquête sera menée par des policiers. Les mêmes qui ont tué Gladys Toé, qui n'ont jamais été accusés parce que leurs collègues montréalais, des faveurs, ils leur en devaient. Quand la police police la police, en bout de ligne, il n'y a jamais de justice. Ils nous parlent de transparence pour mieux se couvrir d'un voile d'innocence. Mais demandez à la famille Bénis si au Québec ils ont trouvé la justice. Elle est bien trop protégée par les flics assassins et leur fraternité. Le maire dit qu'à Montréal, on tolère pas le profilage social. Mais quand du cash, t'en as zéro, pour toi, c'est tolérance zéro. Alors venez pas nous dire que la solution passe par les agents de la répression. Derrière Emery et les sociocom se cachent les Rambo et c'est tout comme. La police est une institution paramilitaire. Nous ne l'oublions pas, monsieur le maire, qu'elle défend vos institutions et votre derrière. Ils n'avaient pas le choix, diront ceux qui ne voient pas, que c'est à l'Institut de Nicolette qu'on donne aux cochons le permis de tuer. La police n'a pas la vie facile, diront ceux qui portent l'insigne, ceux qui n'ont jamais eu à dormir dans la rue. Fusillade dans le métro, titraient les médias de Pelado, alors qu'en réalité, c'était plutôt un fusillé. Le Canada voulait le déporter pour grande criminalité. Il avait dormi dans une bâtisse abandonnée. Pour ça, en Iran, on voulait l'expulser. L'itinérance est-elle un crime? L'indifférence, elle m'indigne. Pas de toi si t'as pas d'argent, puis après toi, ils envoient leurs agents. Le maire Tremblay, pour se rassurer, va donner plus de tasers aux policiers. Cette arme qui, vous l'ignorez encore, 700 morts a fait en Amérique du Nord. S'il n'y avait pas d'inégalité, les policiers seraient désœuvrés. Si tranquilles, ils laissaient les gens, sur ce banc dormirait un itinérant. Merci.
One time friends, I had them all, even had a paw. Beat her with bad ones, cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. It was 2 long years waiting in the red zone to die. Come of age, and I met a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. It was easier than waiting back to die.
solidarité avec Farshad. So, solidarité avec Farshad. Today we're here to remember Farshad Mohammadi, killed by the police in this metro this last Friday. We're here to reject police violence, to denounce police violence, to stand in solidarity with the homeless, to draw attention to police killings, and to recognize that in Canada today, under the Conservative majority government, the Conservative nightmare, there'll be more and more people on the streets. So there's more and more reason to fight back. So, solidarité avec Farshad. The next speaker is an activist from Montreal named Farshad Ashardi, who has been involved in support and solidarity for many movements for many years. Farshad's up next.
Happened only 6 days after the New Year. Police had their first victim. I'm sorry, I'm not a public speaker, but I try to just make sense. Farshad Mohammadi left his country to come live in exile for a wish to better future. He was 34 years old, Iranian Kurd from Kurdistan, a province that in past three decades were fighting against abuse and horror of Islamic Republic of Iran. According to the news, Farshad directly was involved confronting Islamic Republic of Iran. He was Peshmerga. Peshmerga in Kurdish means freedom fighters. He who wanted to sacrifice his life for liberty could survive and come to Canada, all Canada. To be shot three times from the back by Montreal police, Canada, according to United Nations, one of the best country in the world. When it comes to Canadian human rights, when it comes to Iranian human rights abuse, Canada is the first one to jump in and always condemn Iranian government. But when it comes to care for these people like Farshad Mohammadi, they are not doing anything. Like Farshad Mohammadi, there are many refugees in this country. They have no future. I'm sorry. There are many coming from Iran, the same country. They don't accept Farshad as a refugee. They are coming, so many, with lots of money from Iran. They are directly in contact with Iranian government, but they only bring money here, and Canadian government, with great smile or great arm, they welcome them because they only have money. As an artist in Montreal, I have to look for many other ways to find money in order to survive.
Do you want to do a human mic so that
they can hear? They can hear me.
Yeah. So say something, and we'll repeat it.
Okay.
We're gonna be doing a human mic, so people have to make an effort and repeat.
Go ahead.
Besides my job as an artist, I look for other jobs to be able to survive in Montreal.
Besides my job as an artist, I look for other jobs to be able to survive in Montreal.
For that, 9 years ago, a friend of mine found me a job in immigration.
For that, 9 years ago, a friend of mine found me a job in immigration.
To translate for newcomers who come to Canada, Iranian.
to translate for newcomers who come to Canada from Iran.
I went, for the first day I went there, they asked me to sign a confidential agreement.
For the first day I went there and they asked me to sign a confidential agreement. Just check, if we repeat, can people just behind repeat a second time? People in the back can't hear.
I entered a room with an immigration officer.
I entered a room with an immigration officer.
A man entered with his Canadian lawyer. By looking at him, he didn't for me. He didn't look like a person who escaped his country.
He didn't look like a person who escaped his country.
But I stopped myself from judging him. Half an hour later. What? When I was translating. And learning more about this man. Or this newcomer. Breathing becomes so hard for me.
My God, they are following us here too.
And I am translating for them. The amount of money he had in his account. And also promised Canadian immigration to bring more. It was unbelievable. Coming from Iran. And knowing how the Islamic Republic of Iran functions. It is impossible for anybody to make this amount close to this amount.
It is impossible for anybody to make even close to this amount.
Unless they are in the government or very close to the Iranian government.
Louder, everybody!
With the good salary I was getting from the immigration for the easy job supposedly I was doing. I was feeling I'm betraying my country. It was each time like I was going to torture chamber.
It was each time I felt like I was going to a torture chamber.
People need to repeat so everybody can hear.
One of these guys who bought 20 condominiums in one shot in Montreal.
One of these guys bought 20 condominiums in one shot in Montreal.
Of course. Even immigration officer was wondering and asking him with surprise.
Even the immigration officer was wondering and asking him with surprise.
How did you make? How did you make this kind of money in such a short period of time? He said by luck. Yes, in a country that has highest number of execution.
Please repeat.
And human rights abuse, you can luckily become crazy rich.
Through human rights abuse, you can become crazy rich.
Farshad Mohammadi. Iranian. Kurd. Peshmerga.
Farshad Mohammadi. Iranian. Kurd.
Peshmerga. Freedom fighters.
Refugees.
Suffering from trauma. Having deportation order. Become homeless. Got killed in Montreal Metro. In the hand of police. Only six days after the beginning of 2012.
Mic check.
Knowing Farshad's story. Can make each of us wonder from now on. When we pass by the homeless to think twice about these silent faces and their stories. These are people who society makes to walk invisible. We are all to be blamed for what is happening in our society. How many of us dare to confront the police when they misbehave?
Why do we need police after all?
Don't you think that we are safer without them? Isn't it better, instead of spending all this money to train police and buy guns, we spend money to educate?
Isn't it better to use all this money not to buy guns, but to educate? Mic check.
And to open more doors for creation and art.